This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, if you didn't know it by now, the progressive left is seriously influencing your current president and his current gun control stance. And Biden likes to play politics with gun control. Back in June of last year, USA Today reported that Biden said at the time when he had been in Congress for 12 and a half years was that back? That was back in the, had to be the 90s. During my 12 and a half years as a member of this body, I've never believed that additional gun control or federal registrations of guns would reduce crime. So at least in the past, Biden has known that gun control is a false narrative. And that's a thing. That is definitely a thing. Guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens are the cause of rising crime, according to the progressive left, when that is 100% opposite of the truth. 100% opposite of the truth. Guns in the hands of the law-abiding public is a boon to society. But for a leftist politician or a big city leftist mayor and gun-hating activist who favor turning criminals loose and other crime-enhancing policies that blame rising gun sales and increased numbers of concealed carry permits for the rising crime on their soft-on-crime cities, that's the way they see it. But more guns do not beget more gun crime. Rabid gun control advocates seek to infringe on your constitutional right to use a gun. And despite all of that, despite everything they tried to do to shift and change the narrative, gun ownership has been proven by countless studies not to increase gun crimes. But defund the police efforts, lax bail laws, soft sentencing, these are the reasons for increasing gun crime. There is no penalty for crime anymore. And the left rapidly pushes the media to report on gun-related violence, feeding this false narrative, without ever mentioning the good that guns do. According to the Daily Signal, 27 of the top 30 crime-ridden cities are run by Democrats. As the justice system becomes less interested in protecting citizens, more people are protecting themselves. Senseless measures to ban guns results in more guns, especially in the run-up to that law taking effect. And we do know that armed citizens prevent crime and they save lives. We know this. By having a gun to deter an intruder, you may save your own life and the lives of others. And most of the time, when you pull the weapon, you don't have to fire it. According to a 2021 National Firearms Survey, defensively, approximately 82% of the time, gun owners don't fire their guns, which is a new number. It used to be in the 90s. And that's because there's more crime now. Thanks to Democrat policies. According to the NRA, when right to carry laws were surging in the 90s and the 2000s, crime went down. And yet, the progressives, because this is a narrative, they point to gun-carrying citizens as the reason for gun-related crime. Criminals who want guns, for example, illegal computer-printed guns, will get them despite laws infringing on gun ownership and use. Although, getting out there and saying, well, I'm going to buy a 3D printer, print a gun, is not quite that simple. You do have to have a few pieces in there that are made out of metal. Last Thanksgiving on the PBS NewsHour, Biden said, the idea that we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. Just sick. Would he have said that to the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, when he was handing out weapons to assist an underprepared military to fight the Russians? I mean, they were handing out fully automatic AK platform weapons, not AK-47s, because nobody fields that weapon anymore in any army. These are the newer AKs, the real combat AKs with ammunition that is referred to as the poison pill because of its effectiveness. Handing them out. Fight for your country. Here, have a gun. Biden is clearly a captive of the strident minority wing of the Democratic Party and its desire to eventually ban all gun ownership. And taking away your guns will not decrease crime for one simple reason. Because criminals will still have guns. They do not care about gun control laws. If they want to kill or protect themselves from other criminals, they will get a gun. They will get it on the black market. They're not out there going, well, I want the Glock that has the, I want it to be optics ready. They're not doing that. They just need a gun. Advocating that guns are the reason for increasing crime is a distraction from failing crime control policies. And these policies are the reason crime has steadily risen. We have one, a decrease in prosecutions. Two, an increase in catch and release bail. Three, defunding cities and towns police forces. Four, an increase in early prison release. And five, an increase in little or no jail time for violent offenders. And those are the real reasons for increased violent gun-related crimes. Not you. Not the law-abiding, gun-carrying citizen. And the philosophy that police and prisons are the reason for high crime is wrong. And not the belief of mainstream America. And the left would love for you to believe that guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens result in high rates of gun-related crimes. They dictate the Biden gun policy agenda. And Biden really believes that he must obey this faction above advocating for common sense gun control laws. Crime control laws. I just became victim of the narrative. Did you hear that? They call it gun common sense, gun control, and I fell victim to that. We should be talking about common sense crime control. And the problem is that the Democratic Party has let, and Biden, just he's along for the ride, they have let this misguided and dangerous belief permeate his Justice Department and his policies, which endangers everybody. In America. Everybody. And, I knew when Biden got elected that everybody was going to be, you know, I still hear people going, well, you know, Trump was not pro-gun. Trump, at best, was a Northeastern conservative. As a businessman, he had to play both sides of the street. But he didn't really know the Second Amendment advocacy that well. And that's because he was completely inexperienced. But, you know, anyway. While they're out there and they're doing all these things, just remember this, Biden's never going to stop. As long as he's in power, he's never going to stop. It's going to continue over and over, on and on and on. So that means we have to continue to fight on and on and on. No rest. No rest for the righteous. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I was interviewed on a local TV channel in California one time. It wasn't local to me, but it was a local channel there. And I was asked, I was characterized as a firearm or gun expert. And as we were going there, they asked me, what makes you a gun expert? And I wasn't the one that wrote this particular pitch, right? And I said, I have no idea. I probably use guns more than most people do and mess with them and manipulate them and shoot them. But I, you know, characterizing me as an expert, I don't know how to fix them, you know. So anyway. So whenever you get out there, like if I wanted to know the definitive way to build a Gucci Glock, I'm calling one of Taryn Tatkill's people. If I wanted to know the definitive way to build a custom 2011-2019 platform, I'm calling Joe Chambers. I'm calling the guys that do know, right? I'm not the one that claims to know, and I do not claim to know. But a lot of people like to characterize themselves as these things. Now, some of these so-called experts will claim to you that the AR-15 is useless for self-defense. It is a little unwieldy in certain purposes and applications. But the weapon is far from useless. I mean, in certain configurations like the AR-15 pistol is a perfect thing because of its size. It's easier to move around, especially when you're indoors. That's why the shorter barrel comes into play, because it's easier to move around with it. But, you know, options for your skill set are important. But despite the fact that I do not carry an AR-15 on a regular basis, despite the fact that I do not I do not look at that as the way to go, in all options, you know, I have a few of these things. But one argument for having an AR-15 for self-defense is that of deterrence, because we've heard some amazing stories of just how deadly these weapons are. You know, despite history, right? Despite history. And now, thanks to a pilgrim named Costas Moros, we have one more. And we get this from Costas Moros. And on Twitter he goes, one of the expert reports the state filed in RUP last month is just wow. Read it at the link below, but I'll also give you some excerpts starting with, and the, you know, it's talking about the AR-15. It says the AR-15, like the M4, is an offensive combat weapon system. The only difference is the AR-15 cannot fire on full auto. A PKU difference, it cannot serve to support a non-combat role for the AR-15. In my experience, soldiers are trained to set select fire weapons to semi-auto mode so that a single round is fired with each pull of the weapon. And that's interesting that he puts it that way, because now this is supposed to be a military guy, right? An M4 or M16 on full automatic is an area fire weapon, and the auto rate of fire makes the weapon too difficult to control on a point target. Then he goes on to this. He says, a single round is capable of severing the upper body from the lower body, or decapitation. The round is designed to kill, not wound, and both the AR-15 and M4 contain barrel rifling to make the round tumble up on impact and cause more severe injury. Now, at this point, I cry shenanigans. It is not because of the rifling. It is because of the boat tail design on the round, sir. And, you know, the M4 is based on the AR-15. It's not the other way around. The AR-15 was originally a gun that came out for civilians, and it was adopted. So here we have old Costas Moros. He comes back on Twitter. That's right. A single round can cut a man in twain. Yes, I wrote it that way because I always wanted to seriously talk about cutting a person in twain. Sue me. And as the late night infomercial guy says, wait, there's more. Pistol grips make rifles more lethal. And we get this. Automatic rifles like the M16 and its more modern carbine variant, M4, are functionally similar to semi-automatic rifles regulated under California's AWCA. And and they're often equipped with the very same features like pistol grips and adjustable stocks. And in my opinion, based on my military service, that these features, individually and in combination, make semi-automatic rifles more lethal or more useful in combat settings, as described in more detail. And then Costas comes out with another tweet, with another excerpt. Forward grips kill too, and folding stocks are dangerous. Number 17, the forward pistol grip. The forward pistol grip provides leverage to tighten a stock weld on short barrel rifles and reduces recoil and barrel rise. A folding stock causes weapon instability. For that reason, folding stock automatic rifles are designed for military personnel whose primary weapon is vehicle or air-mounted, tank, Bradley, Apache, who may be required to escape from a mangled vehicle or who may need to abandon a destroyed weapon system and need a substitute weapon for offensive combat. Outside of the military context, folding stocks that are not properly locked in place can cause significant safety risks to the shooter due to recoil. Now, this author of all of this nonsense is Colonel Craig A. Tucker, retired. And, you know. It will cut you in twain. He finishes, the AR-15 is an offensive combat weapon. In my opinion, both weapons are designed to kill as many people as possible, as efficiently as possible, and serve no legitimate sporting or self-defense purpose. Self-defense and military combat are different. The weapons and accessories needed in one may not be needed or appropriate in the other. Now, I will agree to a certain degree with that. When you're walking around, you're carrying your concealed carry pistol, your spare magazines, you might have a trauma kit on you and everything else, you're set for a urban self-defense encounter. You are not set for a riot. You are not set for a terrorist event, unless there's a bunch of you there. Numbers would make a difference, but you're not set for all of this stuff. So, Twitter, when this all came out, they took to dunking on the colonel. And the truth of the matter is that whatever Tucker tried to claim is nothing more than a fantasy that I was in the military, so actually I know guns thing. And that's not necessarily the case. The people in the military don't train with guns all the time. Cooks train with them twice a year, maybe once. So I'd have to know what the colonel did for a living before I would sit back there and go, okay. Yeah, okay, I'll give you a little bit. But all that stuff, that was comedy gold. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. EPA Chief Michael Regan says Norfolk Southern could have responded more aggressively to the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Regan met with residents of the small eastern Ohio town Tuesday.
I see them. I hear them. I'm not second-guessing their experiences.
Many of the residents saying they are now experiencing adverse health effects. Regan says tests of the water and air show it's not contaminated. The Center for Disease Control is recommending that any adult at risk should get the monkeypox vaccine now in case of future outbreaks. Those who are prone to contracting the virus should get the two-shot dose of that vaccine. China's President Xi is planning to visit Moscow this summer, fueling concerns by the U.S. that China is providing help to Russia in its war with Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin made that announcement about the summer summit during a meeting with China's top diplomat. He said relations between the two countries are reaching new frontiers. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, before the president descended into his usual vortex of bizarre verbal constructions and incoherent shouting and occasional improvised concessions that neutralize the key Democrat talking points, his State of the Union speech was sort of outstanding. And yeah, I said that. The first 25 minutes before he insanely got himself filmed, conceding that Republicans are not about to push old ladies over the cliff by slashing their Social Security and Medicare, was the strongest, most effective speech he has ever given. And I would rather pass glass than admit that. But the current fashion of trying to lie to yourself about the nature of one's opponent is very self-destructive. So we have to face reality. We saw last Tuesday how the Democrats, if they were smart, and we might still get lucky that they refer to form and are idiots, would create and push a winning narrative for 2024. Near the end of The Godfather, Tom Hagen, the consigliere, he leans over to Michael Corleone and says, "Do you know how they're going to come at you?" And Mike sure did. And now we know, too, assuming the Democrats are as crafty as Tessio instead of as feckless as Fredo. Some of you people are younger than me, maybe way younger, and you never lived through a time when the Democrats were the working man's party. And back in the day, the Democrat Party were not solely race hustlers or commie professors or abortion nuts and unionized government flunkies. JFK was a Second Amendment guy. Hubert Humphrey was a Second Amendment guy. It was the party of guys who got dirty at work, who built things and went to war, and who wanted to feed their families and live with dignity. But they also lived and loved this country and did not understand supporting welfare cheats and coddling criminals. These were the Reagan Democrats, who saw their party evolve after 1972 into one run, not for the working class, but for the Chardonnay class. Reagan got them because they loved the flag and they hated the commies. And yet the economic message that appealed to them was still powerful. And Mondale was the last guy to still send it, even though the smug swells in San Francisco freak show kept it from resonating. Then we got Clinton, a guy you cannot even imagine in a hard hat, and even so, less so, Obama. And the Democrats put these working class voters aside in favor of what would soon devolve into their present woke agenda. An agenda that offers nothing to guys who don't go to work in loafers. And the Republicans squandered the coalition Reagan had built. The Bushes were the antithesis of backers of the working man, and W barely won the first time and only won the second because of these working folks understandably wanting to kill every single 7th century SOB with a hand in 9/11. That was a mistake. And too often we Republicans treated their legit economic concerns as an annoyance and let ourselves be caricatured as Buick-driving bosses. And then when you nominate Mitt Romney, a guy who needs only a top hat and a monocle to look exactly like everyone who ever outsourced your job to Shanghai, you're not reaching out to the working guy. Trump saw this huge constituency just lying there, ignored by both parties, and repurposed Mix-a-Lot's tactic of recycling abandoned ample-bottom babes and applied it to the working class. When the Democrats and the GOP decided to toss it and leave it, he pulled up quick to retrieve it. He won. And remember that ancient Joe grew up when Democrats supported non-governmental workers, and that was natural to him, and he played the old school I got the back of the worker man riff perfectly. You know, the made in America, manufacturing jobs, work hard and take care of your family thing, and more jobs, including some that do not need a college degree. Now, the problem is that Republicans are utterly unprepared for that narrative right now. We want to talk about the culture war issues, and we should. They are important and powerful, but we cannot just abandon the working man issues for the Democrats to exploit. Biden is lying about his agenda. He cares as much about working families as he cares about good parenting. But this is about narrative, not reality. And we need to move away from a reflexive defense of corporations, especially since so many of them hate our guts and pay off the Democrats. And we need to ensure that our infrastructure works. Like DeSantis' recent move to rebuild Florida roads was exactly what we need, and that we keep inflation from crushing those working but just getting by. Does Biden want to stand up for the little guy on credit card charges? Okay, cool, let's do it. Max, $8. How about a max of $5? The banks always side with our enemies against us, so why should we squander our political credit defending them? And we can and should embrace policies that help private sector working Americans flourish, even if it annoys the corporations that used to be in our coalition. Make that especially if it annoys the corporations that used to be in our coalition. Now, this is a narrative, and the Democrats will have the kind of problems with pushing it that we saw in Biden's speech. They can do it for a bit, but then they have to pivot back to the woke nonsense the rest of their coalition demands. And their heart is not in making sure that those cisgender brutes from flyover country get a fair deal. It's that their activist, commie, and pervert base is happy. And that's where the modern Democrat heart is now. When a Democrat today tries to be on the side of the working man, he, she, they are faking harder than a Bulwark staffer's wife. And regardless of the manifest insincerity behind Biden's political greatest hits tour and the difficulty pulling it off over the long haul, this is an opportunity for a cunning, scheming, cold Republican. Trump seems to have forgotten about the people who rallied and elected him because he's too busy being mad at Ron DeSantis for refusing to genuflect. And that means that this is an opportunity for an upstart. DeSantis could do it. He's taking out the culture warrior territory effectively, but he's already doing so. And he should continue to. The people he needs are mad about perverts pestering their kids in schools, but they also hate $10 eggs. It's a huge opening for Mike Pompeo, who is crushing it on the American First foreign policy. He needs to expand his appeal outside of his comfort zone, and this has a huge opportunity to stake out a domestic claim. He has to get past the whole Harvard rich guy thing, but he made himself into a rich guy after serving his country as a cavalry officer, instead of getting it handed to him like some soft, non-serving sissy like Mitt Romney. It's not going to work for Nikki Haley. She could try it, but she's so fake no one would believe it. Chris Sununu thinks that we're morally obligated to suck up to big corporations, so that's out. Larry Hogan has the sweat part down, but that's only because he's humongous. And the bottom line, the working class vote is up for grabs. And Biden made a fumbling, ham-handed attempt to grasp it that worked for nearly a half hour before he disintegrated into his usual woke incoherence. And we Republicans need to see how they're coming at us and to get some guys together to take Tessio for a ride. They have revealed their soft underbelly. They do know the difference between right and wrong, but they also know that they have to pivot back and come back to the fold of the woke. Because that's who they're dependent on. They're dependent upon the woke. They're dependent upon the drag shows. They're dependent on the confusion. They're dependent on the narrative that they try to control. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month.
every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Some people do podcasts, a lot of radio shows do podcasts where they edit everything out. They take out the spots, they take out the music. It's just the spoken word. That's the only way I would watch the Super Bowl. I did not watch the Super Bowl. I have become a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs just because they're so young. And yet they're so good. And I wanted to watch it, but I didn't watch it. There's a reason for that. Because I can't have it both ways. I can't get out there and tell you, and I can't get out here and beat the drum and talk all this talk and everything if I'm going to get out there and partake of a bunch of woke nonsense. It's just not in my DNA. Before the progressives hijacked these traditions, Super Bowl Sunday was a big day. It was a family day. It was a party day. You get together, you'd have enough Tostitos and dip to choke a small battalion. Beer all over the place. Soda, special drinks being, all kinds of festive. And even if you didn't know the difference between a football and a footstool, you still had a fun time at the party eating delicious foods that clogged your arteries and being with friends of yours that you absolutely love being around. Everybody watched the creative commercials. Some were just a one-time airing just for the event. And the fantastic halftime show was a mini concert featuring our favorite performers. But that was before the NFL was taken over by progressives, allowing players to insult the United States of America by taking a knee during the Star Spangled Banner. Then the NFL allowed the so-called Black Anthem to be performed before our national anthem. And the halftime performances started featuring entertainers who regularly mocked conservative patriotic values. And with all of that, all of these things going on, all in real time, conservatives still watch the Super Bowl. And here's my question. If you can't live without that fix of a distraction, Because that's what sports are. If you think about this, I mean, everybody should go back right now and go watch Gladiator, where the Roman senators are talking about how they have to do this to quell the mob. And, it can't, you know, the sport has the duels and the fights in the Colosseum have to get bigger and more robust and more outrageous and everything to quell the mob. It's a show to distract you. So how are we going to stop the nation's march to Marxism when some of us that claim to be of my mindset won't even give up 4 hours to make a patriotic statement? Imagine the message that would have been sent if Sunday's Super Bowl wasn't attended or watched by America First Patriots, about half the country. So, many did watch the game. Conclusion. For the progressives and the rhinos, they see a lot of people talking the talk, but they rarely walk the walk, and that's why our country is in such a mess. Enter Tony Roman, a owner of Basilico's Pasta e Vino in Huntington Beach, California. He refused to show the Super Bowl at his restaurant's bar, and he made sure that everybody knew about why. During the communist California insane lockdown that put thousands of small businesses out of business, he kept his unique rustic homestyle cooking eatery open, and he insisted that it was a mask-free zone. Now, what if thousands of other small businesses had done the same as Roman? This is the mob. This is the mob reacting and not paying attention to the spectacle at the Coliseum or to the Super Bowl. Then Governor Gavin Hairgel Newsom would have had difficulty forcing his totalitarian mandates on the state's 39 million residents if more business owners had refused to lock down or force their customers to wear useless masks. This guy doesn't fall for the spectacle. So it's no surprise that the day before the Super Bowl, he posted on the Basilico's Instagram account, "We're open tomorrow, but there will once again be no Super Bowl here. The NFL's gone from once being a great unifying tradition, proudly showcasing American patriotism and culture, to now promoting a divisive and aggressive woke agenda. At halftime, you will witness the NFL glorify a performer who just a few years ago strongly supported kneeling during the national anthem and disrespecting the American flag, saying she had no interest in participating in the Super Bowl, claiming the NFL did nothing for her people and she would not sell out, refusing to be of service to the league in any way." And what changed? Well, what changed is the NFL surrendered to the enemy on your behalf and everything you believe in with it, knowing in the end you would be the one selling out, still tuning in to their left-wing brainwashing. And don't be confused by the military color guard and jets flying over the stadium after the anthem. The NFL wants it both ways, and they're trying to fool you, which, by the way, at the very last minute, they changed that to an all-female staff, all-female pilots and everything, not because they were the best, but because they were female. Only then, though, only when they cancel the black national anthem, play only one anthem, and erase so-called social justice messages trying to guilt you, emblazoned in the end zones and on the backs of helmets, should anyone ever reconsider paying attention to their product again. Until then, if you call yourself an American patriot and you watch the Super Bowl tomorrow, then you support everything you say you're against, and we don't want to hear you whining about the enemy and the destruction of this country ever again. When fighting to defend your beliefs, your values, and principles when they're under attack, don't be like them. You can't have it both ways. You either stand for what you believe in or you don't. Words are weak. Prove it with action. Brave American, before you have risked and sacrificed everything for what this country stands for, so you can prove your allegiance by sacrificing 3 or 4 hours. Because if you're still watching when the traitor halftime performer takes a knee, then it's already too late. So turn that junk off before it begins. You're Americans, so act like it. This guy should probably run for president. I don't know. If you watch the Super Bowl, as much as it pains me to tell you this, in a way, you're part of the problem. If you still go to Disneyland, you're part of the problem. You have to understand what you're in. You have to understand what's at stake. Very simple thing. Very simple thing. And remember this. Remember this. When you start talking about COVID and the supply chain and, you know, the antibiotics and electronics and certain foods and medical devices, all, you know, all of that was given away a long time ago by politicians. And remember all the promises of changing that, of bringing manufacturing back home, which some of it did during Trump. But I mean, that was a brief lull in the complete and total giving it up, right? And you have to understand this point. Many of the very same politicians that express outrage over the fact that a huge percentage of our critical manufacturing has moved to China, they were in power at the time and in favor of the rules and regulations that incentivize businesses to do this. So a lot of what's going on today, we have voted for. We have voted for. But here's a very sad thing for you to remember. Politicians of both sides have failed us. They have failed us in every way. They have not succeeded in one single way. And now, not only are they not succeeding in any way at all, they want you to be disarmed so that their failure can be your failure, so that you can't defend yourself, among other things. So, remember that. And I'll be back in about 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. And this isn't even the third hour, and I'm doing that. So, forget everything I just said. Hour number three is inbound. I was really wound up on that one. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.